Well, the women of the BASS Trail, the WBT, of course, have gotten a big reputation last year, and the WBT's taken off in a big way. With me is Deborah Hankston. I guess the first thing I got to tell you, welcome to the WBT.
Hey, Terry. Thank you so much for having me here, and I'm so excited about the WBT. It's going to be starting in February of 2007 on Lake Amistad, not too far from my hometown, San Antonio, Texas.
Well, you go down there, of course, you know a little bit about that pond, and you're going to be able to go down there and fish it, and should be a prime time for you to be able to catch some big fish.
Yes, absolutely. I'm looking so forward to visiting Lake Amistad. It's a great fishery. I know when the elite visited there this last year in March, it really put the lake and the town on the map, so we're all looking forward to visiting it.
Okay, let's talk about the WBT. Of course, you know, there's Lady Bass, and then there's Bass and Gals, and then there's a WBNA or whatever they call that. I don't even remember the exact, initials that went with that. But you had all those things coming along, and now you've got a professional trail that looks like it's going to take off for the ladies. And, I just look at it as a marketing opportunity that we haven't had before.
Absolutely, absolutely. We've been waiting for this opportunity for so long. Now, with ESPN and Bass behind us, it's a marketing mongrel, and we can go nowhere but up at this point. And with the ladies, at this time of every lady's career, I think that it's the best thing that could have happened for the ladies.
Well, let's look at, sponsorships. Of course, you've got Skeeter Boats and Strike King and some of those kind of things going on. But, the sky's still kind of the limit for the ladies. Ladies are still getting out there trying to do their marketing and some of that kind of stuff. But companies, those savvy companies that get involved with the ladies, they're going to have to start thinking, maybe we got something here we didn't know about.
Oh, most definitely, most definitely. I appreciate my sponsors, Skeeter, Yamaha, Strike King, and all my other sponsors. It is something that I do believe the sponsors need to look at now, because the ladies are definitely a marketing viable tool at this point.
Well, let's talk about some of the other opportunities. Of course, the endemic sponsors, we all know about them. You've mentioned many of those that you're with. But, the non-endemic people that can walk up and say, hey, there's things that ladies buy that maybe men don't that might fit in this sport pretty well.
There is a whole market out there. I mean, we're talking hair products, nail products, face products. There are so many opportunities out there for those non-endemic sponsors that they really need to go ahead and look toward the ladies and the ladies that are fishing out there on the tour. I think they can bring something to the market at this point.
Well, television exposure is going to be critical. You got to have that TV exposure. You got to be out there, and doing well on the trail. And this year, the inaugural season, it went very, very well. You started seeing a lot of ladies getting airtime, a lot of ladies, having some good things going on. And, the public's starting to recognize that, I would think.
Oh, most definitely, most definitely. I mean, we are getting some ink and some press. I'm seeing more and more day in and day out. But if we get a little bit of TV exposure, I think it would be a great boost to the ladies out there and the tour. Because if I was asked one time, I was asked 500 times over the whole year that there are fans out there that do want to see the ladies on TV, see some television exposure for us.
Well, you look at television, with ESPN and some of the things they've got going on, of course, they're, the world sports leader. Now you've got websites like Bass Fan and doing some things like that where, where they're involved with the ladies, and covering their trails and that kind of stuff. Wasn't too long ago that didn't happen. They talked about the women's trails. They were more like a AAA or a AA league, but not anymore.
Yes, absolutely. I do believe that ESPN and Bass will come around, and I think that they will give us some exposure. I mean, look at the ladies' basketball and the tennis. I mean, look what it's done for them, not only for the ladies participating on those tours, but also for their sponsors. And they have built a great fan base through television exposure, and that would be great if they would give the ladies a chance to show the whole world what we're doing out there.
Well, I was watching ESPN the other night, and they were shooting pool, and there was a bunch of ladies doing trick shooting and all that kind of stuff. The ladies have a place, and I don't care what sport it is. You don't have to be male or female to fish. You can, the fish don't know who you are, and they don't know if you're a kid or an old man or an old woman or whatever. And it's the same as true with professional fishing, I would think.
Oh, absolutely. This has never, ever been a gender-related sport. A lot of folks have looked at it like it is a man's only sport, but it's not gender-related. Fish don't care if you're a man or a woman, a child, or what color you are. It's just all how you present the bait to them.
Well, I'm glad you got the word gender out, because I was struggling terrible with that, and I'm glad you got that out. So, it is, it isn't. And you look at the way the sport is. I mean, you go out there, you've got the same equipment, you've got the same abilities. You go out maybe, and sometimes we think sometimes women may have an advantage. They've got a little bit better feel. Maybe, can do some things a little bit different than maybe a man would or something like that. So you do have some advantages.
Yes, absolutely. I do think that women do have some advantages in that area, and I think that both men and women, I think we're all capable of going out there and putting a pattern together and figuring the fish out and bringing them to the scales at the end of the day.
Walking across that scales, walking across that stage, you know, everybody's out after the cardboard check. That's what everybody's trying to get, is that cardboard check. But getting out there and being able to be in front of the public eye has got to help the WBT. And, you know, I think ESPN, as the owner of that trail, you know, with Bass, has to think, hey, maybe we got to do some things here from a marketing standpoint to get the ladies involved.
Most definitely. As any sponsor will tell you, it's not all about walking across that stage as far as weighing in fish. There's a lot of ladies out there that do get a lot of ink and get some exposure. But hopefully, walking across the stage definitely is an added plus if you can also get some ink to go along with that.
Well, Deborah, I appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio. I look forward to seeing how this thing goes out again in 2007. Look for you to be up there on a leaderboard.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate being on the show, Terry. And also, I'm looking so forward to the WBT in 2007. I can't wait for February.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.